And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, a couple of folks from Sitka Fine Arts Camp, vocalist Rhiannon Gavon and trombonist Roger Schmidt. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Hi.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Well, we're here to talk about an upcoming recital. It's happening this Friday, 7 p.m. at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. It involves the two of you, as well as trumpeter Sarah Martinson and pianist Susan Reed. Let's talk a bit about the lineup and also the intent behind this recital. What are you hoping to accomplish beyond just bringing wonderful music to Sitka? Roger, actually, could you talk about that big picture for a minute?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think, first of all, it's a concert of classical music, and it's really, you know, kind of a fun, it's doing what we love to do, which is make music. We're doing it as a fundraiser to raise money towards our financial aid program at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Last year, I think our goal has always been to make the camp as need blind to students and families as possible. And last year, we were able to give out around $60,000 in financial aid towards the students, but it's our goal that if a kid wants to go to camp and they're not able to afford it, that, you know, we can support that child and that family to make it possible. And so every year we try to raise a lot of money towards that, and this is just another way that we thought would be, you know, we love making music. We all went to camp as students. Sarah Martinson got a scholarship to camp her first year at camp, and now she's our music teacher in Sitka. I went to camp as a kid. Rhiannon went to camp. And so we all, I think. And then Susan Reed hasn't been a camper, but she's been teaching and working with us for years. And she also works really actively in the Anchorage area to help kids that ordinarily wouldn't go to camp to have access to the camp, and puts a lot of her own time and contributions towards that. So I think for the four of us, the cause is, you know, if we're going to make music, that's something we love doing, but then making music toward the goal of making camp possible for kids that wouldn't be able to afford to, is that just makes the music that much better for us.
Well, Rhiannon, would you mind talking a bit about the music that's lined up for Friday night?
Sure. I think one of the cool things about this concert is trombone, trumpet, voice, piano are all very different instruments. So you're going to hear a lot of very varied repertoire and from very varied time periods. So all of us will be doing some solo pieces, and then Roger and I will be doing a trombone voice duet, which is not something you hear every day. And then Sarah and I will be doing a duet for a trumpet and voice as well.
Can you talk about the pieces you're doing?
Sure. I'm doing, my solo pieces are all Bernstein, which is fun. And so I'm doing a song cycle called I Hate Music, which is sung from the perspective of a 10-year-old girl. So it's very whimsical, stream of consciousness. She's talking about her thoughts, basically. And then I'm doing a cycle of songs from Peter Pan, which is a musical by Bernstein that not a lot of people know about. And they're just beautiful pieces. And then the last piece I'm doing is called Glitter and Be Gay from Candide. And that is very over-the-top, dramatic, lot of fun, crazy.
So wide range for you there with your solos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Should be a lot of fun. And then Roger and I are doing a duet by Caldara, which is more of like 1700s, so contrast there, Bernstein and then some earlier music.
And Roger, this is one of the first recitals for you in a long time, isn't it?
I think 15 years. Not something I've been doing much of.
Well, yeah. Is that a loss in your life, not doing recitals? Or are you looking forward to this on a personal, artistic level as well?
I'm looking forward to it. It's a huge challenge for me. I think that as a trombonist, I don't see myself often as a soloist. What I usually do is play in bands and support other people to be soloists or be part of a collective ensemble, and that's, you know, that's its own joy. But this is this is a little bit uncomfortable for me, but I think that's a really good, you know, a really good thing, and it pushes me to to really stay on my music, which this time of year I need that motivation. It's really hard coming from the after the holiday brass. I usually sort of crash and then just start focusing all on camp, you know, preparing for the summer. So this is a you know, a good way to. I haven't set my horn down for a long time, and I've really stayed focused, and I'm really pushing myself to do things that aren't, you know, it's not like it's easy, not just physically, but also, you know, in my mind, it's a big challenge. So I think it's good, right? We should do that to ourselves.
Well, I can imagine that you're so caught up in the workings of camp that maybe you're not focusing as much on your own music as you would like to, or as you have in the past.
Yeah, not so much. Usually this time of year, I put the music down for quite a number of months. So it's good. And Leonard Bernstein, just to mention on that, of course, you know, he's just this one of America's great musicians, and he, those people who aren't familiar with him would be familiar with him because of West Side Story, of course. Mm-hmm. And then he was also, you know, the conductor for years of the New York Philharmonic, and did sort of almost a fireside chat about music for years on the radio that many, you know, people of an older generation grew up with.
I did a classical show years ago where I actually played those.
Oh, you did? I did. Aren't those amazing?
I love them.
I do too. Yeah, yeah.
Well, so this is a great opportunity for Sitkins to maybe be exposed to some music that either they're not familiar with or they really haven't heard in a long time. Brianna, we're hearing a lot about you as a musician lately in town. It seems like you're really diving into performing.
Trying to, yeah. It's been great to have some performing opportunities in the community, and Holiday Brass is always, you know, one of my favorite events of the year, so yeah.
So that's this Friday, 7 p.m. at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. It is a recital with you, Rhiannon, and you, Roger, also trumpeter Sarah Martinson, and pianist Susan Reed. Can we talk a bit briefly about, you know, what it means to raise funds for a Sitka Fine Arts Camp students? I mean, registration's happening. It opened on the 1st. How's that looking, and how do you approach reaching out to families who might need a little helping hand?
Well, registration's going really strong. It's the strongest it's been. I feel like I say that every year at some point on the news, but it's I think enrollment's up 30 or 40%. We have started a wait list at one of our camps already. We started January 1st with registration. We actually hold spots for students on financial aid, because there's sort of this initial rush that if we don't do that, then the program fills up. And so there's sort of two different trajectories. There's the, you know, the regular registration, and that is first come, first serve, and that is going like we've never seen it go before in all three of our major camps, all four of our major camps, so musical theater camp, our high school residential or multidisciplinary arts camp, and then our middle school camp and our elementary camp. And then as far as we work, you know, we work closely all over the state with teachers, with counselors in the schools, with other youth advocates, to, you know, to sort of reach out and identify kids for camp. You know, like anything, I think the thing of what the important thing with youth, with people, is to always connect them with their passion. And so, you know, an arts camp isn't for every kid, but for the right kid. And that's where working really closely with, you know, other people that are working with youth, it can absolutely change their life. And we see that over and over again. We see that, you know, counselors will tell us that they've never seen a kid succeed, that they come back to school the next year and they've never seen them as engaged, feeling as confident in the classroom, as successful in their academics, that going to camp has literally transformed sort of their identity when it comes to self-esteem, or a sense of, you know, being part of a community and being an equal and part of a community. So it can be a really powerful force. I think it motivates that's, you know, the stories of some of our successes around financial aid are probably the reason why, for me, 15 years later, I'm still absolutely loving my job. So it's really important to us. It's something we work hard at, and it takes a huge network of people. It's not just about raising the money, but it's also helping, you know, working closely with families to give them the support they need in every way.
Someone listening to this interview right now, if they have a child in mind who they think could benefit, but they need a little help with getting that child enrolled, what can they do? What advice would you give them?
Call our office, 747-3085, or send us an email. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about, really briefly, tickets for Friday night's extravaganza.
Yeah.
Rhiannon?
They're available at Old Harbor Books and at the door. They're $10 general, $5 for students and seniors, and all proceeds go to the financial aid program.
And it starts at 7. How long is this going to last?
With intermission, about an hour and 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Roger Schmidt and Rhiannon Gavon with Sitka Fine Arts Camp Recital, coming up this Friday, 7 p.m., Sitka Performing Arts Center. This is to raise funds for Fine Arts Camp Scholarship Fund. Rhiannon is a vocalist. Roger Schmidt is a trombonist. Also, trumpeter Sarah Martinson and pianist Susan Reed will be there at the recital.